This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the Blunt Object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Have we got my guy there, Andy? I take it that would be a no. Okay. We will see about getting. Okay. The Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Here, let me text him right quick. Let me just send him this quick text because he just sent me a text. Stand by. There you go. Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. What they're trying to do is they're trying to bring honesty to a debate where a lot of people get out there and declare gun violence to be a public health issue. And therefore, they are the ones that they're the ones that should be deciding how things should be handled. And to this end, what they have done is they've got a lot of people trying to get your doctor, to question you about guns. And I'm not a doctor, so I look to a doctor. I look for one doctor whenever I've got questions of this nature. I look to the doctor. He doesn't know it, but if anything ever happens to me, no matter, even if it's outside of his area of expertise, I'm being flown to San Antonio, and I expect him to put me back together. Joined again by Dr. John Adine for the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Hello, Dr. John.
Hey, how's it going? And yes, I will do whatever it takes to get you back in, on your feet. Don't worry.
Thank you so much. I meant to ask you, was Rob affected by...
I think he got a little bit of rain and a little bit of wind, but no flooding at his place. So he managed to get through pretty well. Same thing here with me. The storm came within about 60 miles of San Antonio and then turned around and went away. So it was a bit of a rain, a little bit of wind, but nothing too bad.
You guys at DRGO think that doctors or the medical profession has sort of an institutional bias against guns and gun ownership, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. It's documented left and right. You know, the AMA, the American Academy of Pediatrics, even the American College of Surgeons, they're all anti-gun. And it's in their writings, it's in their leadership, it's in academia. It's part of the left. They are part of the left. The leadership of these big medical organizations have had an anti-Second Amendment bias for many, many years.
So you guys, I mean, originally you started as sort of the anti-gun group of doctors out there, which you guys make very compelling, very sober arguments against this. But there was the 11th Circuit Court struck down something in Florida called the Firearm Owners Privacy Act, which was referred to as Docs versus Glocks.
That's the Wolschlager versus the governor of Florida. And, yeah, the 11th Circuit struck it down. They struck down most of it. They didn't strike down a couple provisions. Basically, the one that says that your doctor can't fire you if you refuse to answer their gun questions. But it lets the doctors ask whatever they want, whether it's a boundary violation or not. And that's really the issue. Really what we're talking about, for those who haven't heard this before, is that, we're not against people, the doctors asking people about guns if, they're suicidal or if there's a real reason why you're there. What we don't like is this blanket asking about guns for no good reason. And because we know that it's done not out of, caring about the patients, but it's running a political agenda. It's the anti-gun, so they can proselytize, you know, oh, you should get rid of your guns, or you should store them separately from your ammunition, and, you know, that way nobody can get hurt. Well, the problem is when you need your gun and it's in that condition, you will get hurt, but not because your gun, but because you don't have your gun.
Right.
And, you know, so this is part of the issue. And when they start pushing this kind of stuff, they're using their position as a physician to push a political agenda and not to provide, you know, patient care. And that's the boundary violation. That's really what we're talking about. The other thing is that this is kind of a backdoor gun registry. You have to remember that, you know, we have electronic medical records now, and the federal government has access to this stuff. And, you know, they can data mine. And so, you know, if they really want to find out who owns guns, they're going to go to their doctor's, you know, electronic medical records and start looking up people and find out who owns them and who doesn't. You know, you remember the movie,
Red Dawn.
Was it Red Dawn? Yeah. Where they went, you know,
yeah,
find,
I was just thinking the same thing.
4473, and that's who has the guns.
Right.
Okay. Well, this is the same kind of thing. And so we are really against this whole thing. You know, hopefully this will end up going to the Supreme Court at some point in time once we get a little bit better mix. Right now we have probably a 5-4, but you know, who knows? All it takes is one person flip flopping, you know, and you know, Roberts doing another, you know, flip flop. And, you know, like we got Obamacare because he flip flopped. But if we have a 7-3, then, you know, we can stand one flip-flop and still win. But, I mean, the bottom line is even during this case, you know, during the Wolfsager, you know, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership actually did an amicus brief, and they totally ignored and didn't even mention the argument that we put forth, and that there was actually precedent for suppressing professional speech when it doesn't kind of meet the purpose of what speech is supposed to be. And, you know, there's all kinds of legalese stuff that I'm not really all that familiar with because I'm a doctor. I'm not a lawyer.
Right.
But still, you know, I mean, the bottom line is they ignored the arguments in favor and just, you know, went with the arguments for. They didn't even, you know, analyze or mention or whatever. So, you know, there's a lot of fishiness going on there, I think. So anyway,
now, correct me if I'm wrong, okay? But like, if I go to a doctor and I've got a headache, all right, shouldn't he primarily be concerned with what's affecting me physically?
You mean like what's between your ears? Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
exactly.
whether that was
hanging off your belt.
Yeah. Now, if I walk in there and I've got a long gunshot wound going down the outer sweep of my quadricep on my right side, where I've obviously triggered a round down the length of my leg accidentally because I did something stupid, I want to know this, is that the only time he should be getting out there, since as a professional, shouldn't he be focused on the task?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, at that point, you know, gun ownership is immaterial. Really what they have to worry about is, you know, treating the wound, you know, making sure your tetanus shot's up to date, putting you on antibiotics, trying to determine whether there's a fracture. Does this need to be taken to the operating room to remove devitalized tissue, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Not, you know, whether you're a gun. Yeah, it's pretty obvious you have a gun at that point. But the problem is, they don't even have the education to talk about gun safety, about the safety rules. They don't know any of that stuff. Nobody teaches them that stuff. There's very few places where they teach about gun safety.
Let me get you to hold right there. Tell everybody where they can find what DRGO does, where they can find the writings of DRGO, that kind of thing.
Okay, we're at drgo.us. We're also on Facebook under Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, and we're on Twitter as DRGOSAF.
Now, when we get back, I've been complaining and I've been griping and everything. Unlike a lot of Republicans, when DRGO shows up, they actually have a solution to the dilemma. And we're going to get to that when we get back. My guest is Dr. John Adeen. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tonight. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour, and I mean, Dr. John has had a full day. How many procedures have you done today?
I did three surgeries this morning, so two consults, two newborns, and then I helped my mother-in-law move from one room to another room in her assisted living place, and had to rush back home and fighting traffic the whole way to get here on time. So I've had a full day. It's been fun.
Full day for Dr. John. My guest is Dr. John Adine of Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. We are talking now, and I'll go ahead and give it away. It's called 2adoc.com. This is a service, basically. Is that a good way of putting it?
Right. What it is really what we're trying to do is match up patients with gun-friendly doctors. Doctors who aren't going to ask you, do you own a gun? They may ask you, hey, this is what my gun looks like. What does yours look like? You know, you can compare guns, but they're not going to be, you know, badgering you with these stupid questions and then trying to give you propagandized advice as far as getting rid of your guns and all that kind of stuff. They're people who are like you and I who understand that the gun is a tool and that it has its place and that, you know, none of us really want to have to use it for real and, you know, using the business end to stop something, but it's like a fire extinguisher. You need it when you need it. And if you don't have it, you're in trouble.
Big trouble.
And so, yeah. And so really what this is, we're really on kind of the phase one rollout stage. And what we're really looking for is to get, healthcare providers to sign up. And so what they can do is go to 2adoc.com, and it's the number 2adoc, as in doctor.com.
Right.
And then there's a form to fill out. And so, you know, we want, you know, allopathic doctors, which is the kind of doctor I am, kind of regular doctors, osteopathic doctors, dentists, chiropractors, psychotherapists, psychologists, counselors of any kind, optometrists, pharmacists, nurse practitioners, physician's assistants. Now, basically, people who respect your right and my right to privacy when it comes to our Second Amendment choices. And, it just only makes sense. You know, we want to have people, let's put it this way, we want to support the people who support us, right?
Right, right.
And doesn't it make sense to go to a doctor that supports your rights and that he's not going to be spending his money supporting, you know, the AMA or the American Academy of Pediatrics who are trying to take away your rights? So you want people who are, you know, more likely to send their money to the Second Amendment Foundation or the NRA rather than to these organizations. I mean, I'm not a member of the AMA. I wouldn't give them a penny, you know, because they don't really represent me. They represent the Northeastern, you know, liberal academics. That's who they represent. They don't represent, you know, the average, you know, Second Amendment person. Now, you know, there are, you know, Democrat gun owners, and you know, that's fine. But for the most part, you know, the academics are out there to limit our Second Amendment rights so they can shift the balance of power out of the hands of the people and into the hands of the government. And that's really why the Second Amendment exists.
Right.
And we cannot forget that.
Now, in the article, which I've got the link for that going into the show notes, and it's at drgo.us. It's the 2adoc article. There's a example of Amber Ullman and her daughter. In the age of Obamacare, where they got out there and when, you know, wasn't Obamacare supposed to make medical care a right or something? Isn't that what they came, pulled out of air or something like that?
I don't know what it's supposed to do. What it's been is a disaster, and it's actually driven prices up and made health care less available to most people. And the people who were supposed to, you know, be benefiting from Obamacare actually are now can't afford health care insurance again, you know, when maybe they could have had they not put all those stupid mandates in there.
Right.
You know, the whole thing is it was really designed to fail, and it's designed to fail so that, well, then government can move in and say, look, see, the insurance companies can't do it. We need a single-payer system.
Single-payer. Then we can all be like Charlie Gard.
Yeah. That's right. And so that's really what they're after. If you want to see what the single-payer system is, look at the VA. Okay? That's the kind of medicine you're going to end up with because that's a single-payer system. Okay? And the government is the payer.
In the case of Amber Ullman and her daughter, they were terminated from their pediatrician's practice because they would not tell the pediatrician whether she had a gun in her home on the grounds of privacy. And right. Once again, like, I could understand where, like, if I bring a child in and I say, they've ingested poison, if they want to know what's in my house, okay, now that's germane to the conversation. But, I mean, isn't that fairly transparent? This is sort of an overreach for a professional group that are, you know, they have clients. They're professionals. There's not too many professions that truly have, really, truly have clients. They have clients, but they call them patients.
Right.
And, you know, in the case of some of these guys, they sort of get out there and they think that they're running their lives, don't they?
Well, absolutely. You know, I mean, we've all heard the stories of doctors who have the God complex and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, a lot of us have some arrogance because we have skills that not everybody has, and I can see that. But the issue here is this is exactly why that Firearms Owner Privacy Act was enacted, because of these incidences. And actually, the court upheld this provision that prevents doctors from firing patients because they won't disclose. And so that was the only good thing about this 11th Circuit Court decision, was that it actually upheld that part of the law. My problem with it is that it didn't uphold the rest of the law, where it basically says, you know, this is basically, you're not allowed to, you know, proselytize and use your position as a physician to push a political agenda. And now they can do it. You know, none of us, you know, want to limit speech when it's appropriate. And if somebody's suicidal, or, you know, or if, you know, there is, you know, somebody comes in with a gunshot wound, obviously, you know, those are legitimate and germane questions to be asking. But not when somebody's coming in for a pacemaker, you know, what difference does it make whether you have guns in the house or not? That's not germane to the issue. You know, and so that's really where we had a problem with that. So,
coming up on the next break, when we get back, I want to talk about what it is, how you go find it, when it's going to go live, the benefits of using it, that kind of thing.
Okay.
You can find this article at drgo.us. And you can find Dr. John Adeen at drgo.us. He is a writer, as are many of these physicians that are out there fighting the fight that, quite frankly, somebody needed to do, and I'm glad they stepped up. We'll be right back. My guest, Dr. John Adeen. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range, with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend to women how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Cherukuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Dr. John Adine of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. On their page, they have a little graph, and this was based off of a recent study by Jane Garbutt. MB? MB published in the journal. What is MB as far as her?
It's probably a typo. It's probably MD.
Okay,
but. Yeah, basically, what it says was, if you own a gun and your doctor advises you to do all the things that we've been talking about, you're going to go, probably not. But if you don't own a gun, you're gonna be kind of snookered and you're going to buy the propaganda hook, line, and sinker. And so, you know, we really have to be very aware of what's going on, with our physicians, and we have to be very careful who we choose to take care of our children. And that's why we have twowaydoc.com. Now, as I said, we're in the rollout phase, which is basically we're signing up doctors and other healthcare right. providers. So if you are a healthcare provider, go to twowaydoc.com and sign up. You can either go directly there or you could go through our DRGO website. We've been having a few glitches here and there with GoDaddy, who's our provider of our website. And so if you go directly to it and you can't get through, just go to the DRGO website and you'll get in. So again, if you're a provider, join. Now, if you are a member of a gun organization, a state organization or whatever, talk to your healthcare providers in your group. You know who they are. You know the doctor that's that's in your gun club or whatever, and have the, you know, ask them to join. And if you're in charge of a state-level organization, you need to let your members know about this, and especially the healthcare providers, so we can get them signed up. Now, there is a link on the website, and if you're looking for a doctor, there's a place where you can click so that you can be notified as soon as this thing's up and running. Now, the important thing about this website is that it's not an open source, okay? We are going to have total control and keep private the information that's submitted. So if you're a physician, your name isn't going to be out there, you know, saying, hey, you're part of this 2adoc.com group. What is going to happen is when somebody requests a doctor, say you want an optometrist in, say, Columbia, South Carolina, you will only get a list of optometrists in Columbia, South Carolina. You're not going to get access to the whole list. Okay, and so that guards the privacy of the physicians, and it guards the privacy of the patients. And so we don't have a searchable website. We're actually going to do all that stuff on our side so that nobody's going to have their privacy compromised. And I think that's very important because nobody wants to be, you know, subject to Bloomberg's, you know, demanding mommies or whatever, you know, demonstrating outside of your office if they decide they want to go after you. They want to come after me, that's fine. They can come after me. I'm out there, you know, and I'm not afraid to confront them and tell them where to go. All four of them when they show up. It's ridiculous.
Looking at this graph, these doctors that are pushing this philosophy of trying to dissuade people, this is all really based on lack of information on their patients' part, right?
Right. I mean, that's the thing. And doctors hold a lot of sway. They are very influential on patients, especially people who don't have an education in the area that the doctor is talking to them about. You know, they're providing them to be a source of information. What doctors do is they do a lot of teaching. And so if they're teaching a skewed and biased stance on Second Amendment stuff, and this is stuff that's outside of their scope of practice. That's the thing. They are not experts in, you know, Second Amendment rights, and this is a right. This is not, you know, healthcare at this point. This is politics, and this is the real issue. This is why we are very, very adamant about, you know, protecting our patients' rights and their privacy, for that matter, too, because we don't want this, you know, garbage to get out and, you know, and have these people push their agenda and, you know, influence people to give up their rights where they really shouldn't have to do that. We'd much rather have them educated in gun safety rather than, you know, these gun safety organizations where you can't find a safety class. You know, every town for gun safety. Yeah. Where's their gun safety class? I haven't seen one yet on their website. Have you?
No.
No, that's because it doesn't exist, okay?
Well, their for them, gun safety is gun banning.
Right, right, exactly right. But that's the thing, you know, these guys are, you know, they use the language, you know, to push their agenda, but to try to fool people. They don't, you know, when they talk in gun safety, they're doublespeak. You know, it's all this doublespeak stuff. And so, you know when... when their lips are moving, they're lying. You know, that's the bottom line.
Right.
So anyway, so that's where this is at. So this is really in the beginning. We're going to increase get our numbers of physicians signed up for this. And once we kind of get a reasonable number, then we're going to open it up. In the beginning, we're probably going to have a lot of misses. But as things go along and we get more and more healthcare providers signing up, we're going to make more and more connections. And so this is really a work in progress. It's going to take time for it to really get off the ground. But I think, you know, once we get it up and running and we get enough people involved, I think it's going to be something that, well, we already know there's a demand for it because we've been getting emails from, you know, 2A friendly people on our website saying, hey, do you know a doctor, a 2A doctor that does this in this area? So, and I've been seeing this stuff for the last couple of years on our website, and we try to help where we can, but this is really an organized thing, and this is Our director is the guy that actually put this together and has done all the legwork. His name is Arthur Prishvinda. And he's a good guy, and this is, and he's putting a lot of work in this. And it's going to be a lot of work still. There's still a lot of work to go, but I think it's something that's very worthwhile, and there's a demand for it. And it's free, by the way.
It is free, yes. And we're going. We haven't covered some of the details of it, which we were going to do this segment, but we'll cover them. I'm glad you did that setup. This almost reminds me, the way they've set this up, it's almost like they're counting on, what was that doctor's name that was saying that it was really good that the American voter was not sophisticated enough to understand Obamacare? Was it Gruber or Goober or whatever his name was?
Oh, yeah, it was Gruber, but I think it was Rahm Emanuel's brother that actually put Obamacare together, but I think it was Gruber was the guy that was talking about. Basically, you know, they needed to make it so complicated so that people wouldn't understand it, because if they did, they would realize it was a failure.
Right.
But I think you're right. Yeah. I think it was Gruber.
Yeah. And that's when you look at the results, because nearly 50% of people that don't own guns, when they get this advice from a physician, decide to take the physician's advice and not own a gun. Whereas it's a most of the time, it's ignored more often for gun owners than it is for non-gun owners. So that's them preying on a low-info patient who's probably there for a trick knee or, you know, arthritis or something that has nothing to do with whether or not they own a gun. So
exactly right. Or just a well-baby visit for a kid, you know.
Yeah.
The pediatricians are very big on this. This is from a pediatric journal. So these are really pediatric patients and their parents. This is moms, basically, is what it is.
Well, we're going to be right back one more time. I'm going to give it back to Genesis Communications Network. When we get back, we'll tell you what this will do for you if you want to sign up for it. It is free. My guest is Dr. John Adine from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's buysellmakeoffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Last time on the firing line. That's never happened before. I hit the unmute button, and it didn't unmute. This is not good. Last time on the firing line. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Dr. John Adeen. We are talking today about 2adoc.com. This is what will connect you as a patient with a gun-friendly medical service provider without you having to worry about them either trying to brainwash you, berate you, whatever it is they would do, and at the same time not fire you from being a client of theirs. So it's free of charge for to provider and patient, and will provide upon request contact information for providers who've signed up for the directory. So that's the thing that you're in the run-up to right now, right?
Right. We're trying to build up our numbers of our providers so that we have as much coverage as we can have in geographical areas and multiple specialties. So we really need a good cadre of physicians first before we can start matching patients up. The website, you know, it has the a form that you can fill out as a provider. And there's also some disclaimers and, you know, all that kind of stuff, all the legal stuff. But then once you sign up, then you're in a database that only we have access to. And once we open this up to the public, then we'll match patients with physicians in the specialty area in that geographic area that you're in. And so that's really the goal. And right now we're just in the early ramp up stage. It's going to take time, but I think it's a worthwhile endeavor. I think once this thing is really up and running and going, I think it's going to be a great resource for the Second Amendment community.
Now, you're looking for all healthcare providers, all of them. You've already mentioned that before, to include mental health.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Robert Young is a psychiatrist. He's our editor of our website and blog, you know, and he's obviously a mental health professional. I mean, we see a lot of, you know, mental health is a big issue when it comes to Second Amendment rights, because that's one of the ways that the antis are trying to go after our rights. You know, they have these you know, these restraining orders, you know, where you know, all you have to do is think that somebody's got a mental problem. You go to a judge and they, next thing you know, there's cops knocking on your door, taking your guns away.
Right.
And you have not, it's an ex parte proceeding. You don't even have a, you don't have any representation. That's not due process. But there's a lot of states that are doing that kind of stuff now. You know, Oregon is the most recent one, but they're out there. They're all over the place. California's had it for a fair amount of time. And frankly, I think it's totally unconstitutional because, you know, your right to, you know, representation, and, you know, your Fourth Amendment rights are taken away. You're being deprived of your property without due process.
So, I noticed that some of the people that you want to sign up are pharmacists and nurse practitioners. Is there any sort of hierarchy as far as who actually has authority over a patient? Do nurse practitioners and pharmacists have that as well?
Well, you know, pharmacists are independent practitioners, you know, and in fact, a lot of them own their own pharmacies. Some of them are, you know, have a, you know, a franchise to, you know, Walgreens or whatever. But if you look around in your town, there's a lot of independent pharmacists. You know, there are also pharmacists that work for hospitals and stuff, and they probably are not going to have a lot of control. But nurse practitioners usually have to work underneath a physician. But they can be independent practitioners. You go into rural areas, and the nurse practitioner may be the only one that's going to be taking care of your kids and seeing your kids. And they report to a pediatrician in the big city or in the big town that's, you know, 30 or 40 miles away.
Right.
So a lot of the physician's assistants and nurse practitioners are independent. And so, yeah, I mean, so there's a good chance that these people can be your primary care provider. And so, yeah, you can have a relationship with them. So it's certainly legitimate to look at those people and to have them join. Some of them work in hospitals, and, you know, again, they're going to be limited as to what they can do if they're a hospital employee because the hospitals are the same thing. They have an anti-Second Amendment bias, too, most of them, because
right.
They're corporate. And, again, we've talked about this at length, you know, in the past shows, how, you know, these big corporations who own hospitals, they don't really care about your rights. They care about what the lawyers tell them. And how they think that they can avoid liability. And the problem is that it's going to take, you know, a Budenovsk massacre or, you know, a Kislar massacre like they had in Russia, mm-hmm. where they had hostage situations and a bunch of people killed for them to see the light and to change their minds because they're going to get hit with multi-million or billion-dollar lawsuits. Because of this kind of stuff, because their policies basically attract these type of behaviors amongst either the terrorists or the psychopaths. And, you know, we had that guy up in the Bronx, you know, several months ago.
Yeah.
And it's a gun-free zone. You know, the whole New York is a gun-free zone for practically. Didn't stop him from walking into a hospital and starting to shoot people. And, you know, this is the real problem. And, you know, this is why I'm talking to you folks today on the radio is because of this gun-free zones and hospitals business, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Now, you talk about how you're trying to find health care providers who won't badger or penalize them. Do doctors, would like a doctor in the case of Florida with this, the Ullman family, I believe it was, would they mm-hmm. notate on their records, question this patient about guns, and they would not answer the question, and then that goes as part of their medical records, and it follows them wherever they go. Do they penalize them like that? And if they do that, can that be removed?
Well, that's a good question, and I think a lot of it has to do with the software that they have, because, you know, basically most doctors' offices, you buy a commercially available software for your electronic medical record, and the big organizations kind of have an influence as to what questions are on there. So it depends on how it's set up. You know, it may just be a simple yes-no answer. Or it could be, you know, you can have a place where you can write stuff in. But my big problem with all that is that it's available for data mining by the federal government. And I think
right.
you know, it may sound like a conspiracy theory, but, you know, we know that the NSA has been doing data mining all along on American communications.
Well, I mean, they do it in New York. We had that story of that Syracuse sheriff who would look at obituaries, compare the obituaries to gun permits. And if somebody with a gun permit would pass, they would basically start to surveil the house. And after a week or so after that guy had passed, they would go in there demanding the gun because the permit holder no longer resided there. So that's you're referring to cross-referencing and searches and all of this data mining, that kind of thing. That's already happening. So,
right. Well, those guys, you know, they have to register their firearms in the state of New York. So this is already a registry. What the medical record is a backdoor registry. It's not really designed as a registry, but they can be used as a registry. And so that's really the issue that we have with this.
It's just like Red Dawn.
Yeah, exactly right.
Just like Red Dawn. So.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, can we talk about Second Amendment Foundation's Gun Rights Policy Conference briefly?
We have. If you can do it in 1 minute and 10 seconds.
You bet. So Gun Rights Policy Conference is coming up the last weekend of September, the 29th, the 30th, and October 1st. It's in Dallas. It's at the Westin Hotel. I'll be there. I'll be speaking. I would love to meet you if you can make it there. You're going to learn a lot of stuff. You get a pile of books. You're going to meet a who's who in the Second Amendment rights, organizations, state organizations that, you know, Alan Gura is going to be there, you know, all the fantastic people. It's worth going if you can make it. And it's free. Just have to get there, and you get fed a little bit, too. So, I can't forget about food.
Yeah, well, and if Dr. John will be there, you can pose for a picture with a true celebrity in the gun rights world. Thank you. Well, that's you. That's you. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. Tell your guy that if he wants to get in contact with me, I will make this audio available for DRGO.
Okay, will do.
DRGO.us. Go to the website. Look at what's coming because you're going to want it. Back again tomorrow. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.